you know, most other games, maybe more so the Uruguay game, anytime you go out of the first round, games become extremely tight. And we knew again that this was a tough opponent. We talked about their organization, we talked about their strength on set pieces, which in the end made the difference maybe in the game, because they scored a winner on a set piece. We knew that there weren't too many quality chances on both sides maybe at the end of the day. We probably had four or five. They had three or four, they scored two, we scored one. That's in a nutshell maybe the analysis of this this game. Not an open game till actually late when the red card ensued, and we had no other way than to push forward, and they bunkered a little bit, and that gave us still some moments where we could have maybe equalized the game. But I think throughout 90 minutes and the overtime, it was a, you know, it was a battle as we'd expected. They're a hard team to play against. As I said again, they converted their three or four opportunities, or two out of their four, and we converted one out of five maybe. And again, that's the story really of this this game. I'm going to congratulate Austria. They deserve to go on. They're sitting in a good team, great sportsmanship. But I'm very proud of what we had accomplished during this trip. We fell short of our goal, you know, to go to the round of four. Yes, we did. We are bitterly disappointed. But again, at the end of the day, there are more positives, stories to me, for this team than negative ones.
Okay, questions?
Thomas, does the team go from such an encouraging start to all the problems that you had in the second half, particularly on defense?
I don't think we had that many problems, quite frankly. I don't know what you're alluding to. There's one goal scored in the second half in the overtime. So if you have real problems, somebody scores three or four. So if you want to be more specific, please be so. If you want to be vague, be vague.
Well, no, there was some sloppy play in the back there.
Yes, you know, fifth game in 15 days, that's going to happen. There's sloppy plays all over this this age group. I don't think it had anything to do with the outcome of the game. If we'd given up five, I would say we weren't very good defensively. One is a set piece and a scramble. So, next.
Coach, how did the conditions affect play today? Obviously, wet ball, rain.
Yeah, move faster. I mean, without a doubt. And we had a tough time again early on, but also throughout the game, not being able to move the ball as well as we would have liked it. You know, our first touches weren't as clean. We didn't really connect well. You know, so we again couldn't really establish a good rhythm, and we became a little bit of a counter-attacking team, playing out of deeper positions. You know, that's where our first goal comes from. That's where, you know, eventually we get some other chances on some breaks. And later in the game, just again, we press, we get some numbers going forward. But it was a game. Both teams knew the importance of it, and I think both teams played a little tight from the start. And neither one of the two teams really could get the shackles off, so to speak, and take it to the other team.
Coach, can you talk to the fact of how many neutral fans the scrappy team won over during this tournament? Neutral fans that your team seem to have won during this tournament with the way they play.
Again, I think that there was a question asked yesterday about, and quite frankly, in some of the reports, that we played some very good football, and I was very proud of that, especially the Poland and Brazil game, and then we had a gutty performance against Uruguay. I think we showed over five games the capabilities of this team. We have some technical players, first and foremost. We've got some different makers that can do something special. We were better defensively than initially maybe a lot of people thought going into the tournament. You know, two converted midfielders playing as fullbacks, and Beltran and Wallace eventually. The threesome of Ofori Sarkodie, Jules Valentin, and Nathan Sturgis. If you look at the amount of goals we've given up over five games, it's you know, just over one, and we've scored 12, which is a pretty good ratio actually. It means it's a team that wants to play attacking football and succeeded at that in most cases, not all cases. But you know, we won the fans over because of our technical, attacking, aggressive football, I think.
Okay, last question.
How close were you to taking Chris Seitz out of the game?
Yeah, that was a tough one. Then actually he came up with two big-time saves when we thought maybe it was time to make a change. But a little bit of a gamble, I think, still at the end of the day, the right one, because he, as I said again, he kept us in the game at some crucial stages. And he wanted to play, and he's been such an important part of it. And we felt that his mobility was good enough to make the saves that he needed to as a goalkeeper within his position. He couldn't strike a dead ball, and you know, we had our defenders do that. But I think, again, looking back at it, Chris was, again, pretty damn darn good.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.